Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Ohio's Jim Jordan fell short on votes today, but he's still optimistic he'll win House Speaker.
Will you be Speaker by the end of the day?
I hope so.
CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill, where the House is on recess while Republicans regroup.
What happens now is we wait for the next round and whether Jim Jordan stays in the game, which is pretty likely. I don't think that he would give up after this first round. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said that we're going to take a break. We're going to try to talk to members. And so that's really probably how they're going to use this next bit of time, is to try to convince some of those 20 to back Jim Jordan.
Soldiers are on standby now in Israel for a ground offensive against Hamas in Gaza. Yuval Appleboyam is an IDF combat officer.
We have to sleep with our shoes on, with our uniform on.
Thousands have been killed on both sides, including hundreds who died today from an airstrike at a hospital in Gaza. Meantime, the U.S. is working to facilitate the release of Hamas hostages. Karen Shem says her daughter Mia is among them.
I'm begging the world to bring my baby back home. She only went to a party, to a festival party, to have some fun, and now she's in Gaza.
President Biden travels to the region later today. George Santos may be running out of cash.
Congressman George Santos issued $17,000 in refunds while bringing in just $674 in contributions between June 30th and September 30th. That's according to Federal Election Commission filings that show at the same time his campaign spent $42,000. Among the Republicans' debts, $69,000 in legal expenses and a $10,000 catering bill from a New York City Italian restaurant.
CBS's Matt Piper says Santos faces dozens of federal charges, which he has denied. A former South Carolina lawyer in prison for killing his family could get a new trial.
An appeals court is allowing former prominent South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch to ask a judge to throw out his murder convictions and life sentence and get a new trial. Murdoch's lawyers have accused the court clerk in his trial of influencing the jury. Murdoch was convicted of killing his wife and a son at their South Carolina estate.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula.
It's the Late Show.
Just 1 week back, and Late Show host Stephen Colbert is back home battling COVID.
I woke up feeling not great, flaming throat, a little sweaty, coffee. I took one of those at-home tests, and it said that I am not pregnant. Then I took a COVID test, and it told me I am pregnant with COVID.
He plans to do his show from home again tonight. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona!
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay.
Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 18th. In Wood County, the WRPS Council for Instructional Improvement meeting will take place from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Peach Street Learning Center. The Criminal Justice Task Force will meet at noon at the courthouse. Following that, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 1. The McMillan Memorial Library Board of Trustees will meet at 5 at the library. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting will be held at 5 at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room regarding a downtown district workshop. The Planning Commission and the Historic Preservation Commission will also attend the meeting. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7 at the Hewitt Village Hall. The Village of Port Edwards Park Recreation and Cemetery meeting will be held at 4. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet at 9, and the Housing Authority will meet at 2:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 46. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 60. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. Lows of aloft around 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this October 17th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic at 3:30. Today, we are going to welcome in some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids competition. Looking forward to that. Been looking forward to this all, for at least a couple of weeks now. Not only talking with our friend Sally Kistner, Executive Director with Save of the Arts. Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon.
And, of course, my good friend Eric Brittenocker with the Performing Arts Center. Eric, always good to see you.
Hello.
But we don't get to do this very often. We are welcoming a legend to our show today. We have with us on the phone Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How have you been?
I've been great. You know, I've had to say I've been better, but I've been worse, you know, so it balances out.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good.
Good to hear. Good to hear, sir. Rudy, if you don't mind, where are you calling us from?
I don't know. Let me look. I'm in Midland, Texas.
Okay.
I'm out here in God's country, the old country.
Yeah.
We've got a dedication of a golf course for a friend of ours, and Ben Crenshaw's coming in. President 43, George Bush, is coming in because he's real good friends with our friends here in Midland, dedicating a golf course for First Tee and then having a concert a little bit later on. So it's going to be a big day.
Yeah, and I hope it goes well. Good to hear. I think it speaks to an artist, especially one that's been doing this as long as Rudy has. Wait, you have to. Where am I again? Where am I? That's fantastic, sir.
It's not as bad as it used to be. I mean, I really did wake up a lot of times wondering, okay, where am I? Pretty much know these days because I straightened up many years ago, so it's not quite as bad.
Understandable at all levels, especially when, as long as you guys have been doing this. And that's where I'd like to start, if you don't mind, sir. And most of our guests, especially music guests, I like to ask, you know, your origin story. Where did you start? How did you get your start? I've never asked that to somebody like you, though, sir, who has been doing this as long as you have and started as young as you have. For the audience that may not know out there, can you tell us your brother's beginnings?
March 8th, 1955.
What?
Yeah. It's on the website, GatlinBrothers.com. Go there and go to that, buy some stuff too while you're on there. Anyway, we won a little talent show in Abilene, Texas. Cavalcade of Talent, I think the name of the show was. We won our division, the juvenile division, they called us. But we were the only ones in the 2, 4, and 6 division. But hey, a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear him laughing. That's a joke.
I thought it was funny.
a guy heard about it that lived in Abilene, had a little TV and radio show. His name was Slim Willett. Mm. And he wrote Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, Don't Let the Moon Break Your Heart. Big country record back in the early 50s. And he retired, kind of got off the road, started a TV and radio show. Heard about our big win, had us on his radio and TV show, and the pictures you see on the website of us in those little cowboy outfits. That was shortly after we won that little talent show. Probably that was sometime in the spring or right after that big win in March 1985. So you do the math. In 2 years, drum roll, how many will that be? 70.
70?
What?
70 what? Years.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 70 years. I was like, really, I was 2.5, almost 3. Steve was 4 and Larry was 6.
It's just beyond impressive to me. And it's something that I think is really cool to hear, but then there's actually living it. To do something for this long, it's more than a passion. It's more than a love. It's something that's a part of your life. It's something that I imagine is a part of your, it's just as much a part of you as breathing. Is that the case, Rudy?
Well, that's all true, but basically we need the money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great sir.
This isn't a hobby.
Yeah.
This ain't a hobby. This is our vocation. This is how we feed our children. Now, yes, it's very enjoyable. I mean, it's the greatest job on earth. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Jim Nance of CBS Sports has the best job on earth. But anyway, that's another issue. we've been blessed to be able to make a good living, cut some hit records. People pay their hard-earned money to come see us sing, as they are on the 2nd of November at the Performing Arts Center at Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. So we're appreciative of that fact. Never take that for granted, and very thankful that people bought the records, they came to see us in concert, and it's afforded us a way of life that our wives have really become accustomed to. So don't stop coming, and don't stop buying those records.
Yeah. Larry, I have an acting background, and you remind me right away of a line that I heard from one of my favorites, Samuel Jackson. An interviewer asked him once, Samuel, did you do any of these jobs for money? And he looked at him like instantly, all of them. Like, all of them I did for money. What are you talking about? I'm an actor. I got to get paid. This is how I keep the lights out and everything.
That's very true.
I think one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself and to people is being able to do something you love to do and sharing it with them, and certainly being able to make a living doing it.
Right.
I appreciate the honesty.
Everybody'd love to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would love to be singing and performing and, you know, the people throwing babies in the air and, you know, sending all the accolades. And yeah, I mean, it's just, we're very blessed. And we touch people's hearts. You know, we make them laugh. We make them cry. Sometimes we make them cry a little too much. But anyway, we touch their hearts and maybe, you know, have a good message for them to take home and help them in their lives.
We're speaking with Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers and looking forward to having them join us here in Wisconsin Rapids on November 2nd. We'll tell you more how you can get tickets in a moment. Sir, when it comes to keeping things fresh for the audience, I think that most of us can kind of get the idea of what that must be like for an artist to do that, especially after doing it for so many years. But how do you and your brothers keep it fresh for each other? How do you guys keep excited about doing this outside of getting that paycheck? Outside of...
Well, it's tough in that we do basically the same show, and we'll throw in our new record that's out right now called Amazing. But we basically go with the same show that we've had for many years. We'll throw a few things in here and there, but it's work. It's like if your offense is working, keep doing that on, you know, offensively in football. If that pitcher is still pitching good, stay with him. You know, don't change.
Yeah.
So it's no different in our business. You go out there and do your shows. The pitter patter's funny. It's new to them. It's fresh to them. And I guess we're just, not that we're great actors, but not that we're acting like we're having fun. We're basically having fun and enjoying ourselves. It is very enjoyable work. Now, my daddy worked in the oil fields here in Odessa, Texas, 20 miles from where we are right now. It's not a very glamorous job. It's dirty. It's hot. And it's dirty and cold in the winter. And nobody's standing around going, great. Well, great job on that drilling rig. Now, they like gasoline. They like that oil that he pumps out of the ground to make gasoline for the cars. But, you know, it's a dirty job. Ours, oh, my gosh, we get to meet wonderful people, sing in wonderful venues. They feed us pretty good, make a good living, see some beautiful country. It's a pretty darn good gig.
For those that don't know, Rudy is an avid golfer, does a lot of great work for nonprofits out there, helping out with that and having golf tournaments. First off, and you were telling us that you have one today and everything, and I hope that event goes well for you. Rudy, I got to ask, do your other brothers golf, and are you the best golfer out of the three of you?
Well, I kind of took over as the best a couple of years ago, but now, who knows? my serious golf is over. Mm. Back when I was really playing some celebrity tournaments for money, and I really got really pretty good. Kind of passed Larry and Steve, but now it could be a toss-up. Who knows? We're all just kind of play hit and giggle anymore. It's serious golf is over. We have fun with it anymore. So I don't know. On any given day, one of us could beat all the other two.
I have to ask this question, too. As I mentioned, I'm an actor myself, and I know that you have done some composing. In fact, you've done some acting. You were on the Love Boat back in the day, so I have to ask about this. How was that experience?
Oh, my word. We were we were in L.A. for a week taping that show. That's what it takes a week to rehearse and then shoot it on Thursday or Friday. And, it was quite an experience. It's acting, yes. TV. We've done some production, theater production. I did Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping through my shorts. That's not right.
It works. It works.
And I did Andy, Get Your Gun, and Larry did some things on Broadway. We did musicals and musical theater back in high school and some in college. So it's on anything on the stage, music. And I love the dialogue. I love to be able to, act and take on a character. Always a great experience. And just we were kind of ourselves on the love boat.
Nice. I was hoping to hear that.
It was gripping. Weren't you just gripped by that performance?
Very, very. I ask in part because I was curious to know if having those experiences, like I'd have loved to have seen you do Oklahoma, sir. Having those experiences, did it help you feel more comfortable and more yourself on stage going forward? Or was it kind of vice versa? Having this singing background had made you feel more comfortable as an actor?
Well, the singing most certainly helped in the acting. I mean, when you're on stage and you're singing and a guitar wrapped around your neck, that's what we do. Yeah. Now, when I took that guitar off and started the dialogue and acting and giving those lines, which we hadn't done a lot of, we did a little bit growing up in, like I said, in high school and college. But yes, it took on a new dimension, and it was rewarding in the fact that I got some real good compliments, sincere compliments that, yes, you did a good job. Because I told them, if I'm not doing this correctly, let me know, and I'll stop. If I'm not acting and I don't take on this role and put myself in this role, and you believe I'm this, not Rudy Gatlin, but I am this guy, and I pretty much, it's hard to, we see Tom Hanks. He's acting the part, but it's still Tom Hanks. But you have to disassociate that for a second and really get into that character. And they said I did. So I was pleased that, I could take on those character roles and pull it off.
Rudy, we'll get you out of here on this. When it comes to the show that you're going to be bringing to the Performing Arts Center on November 2nd, what can audiences expect?
Some hits, some misses. We've thrown a couple of misses to make you really appreciate the hit. we're so blessed we can't do them all. We had 30 or 40 top 10 records that radio, such as yourselves, played. We appreciate that. We'll do a lot of them and cut up a little bit and have fun. And, hopefully it's very entertaining. Like I said, it will touch your heart a little bit and touch your funny bone. And we're all just so blessed to be able to still do this. Holy cow, at our ages and what we've been through in the struggle. Thank God for surgeons. Oh, my God, when you hit on that. We're in pretty good health, but we've had some knee replacements and hip replacements and throat surgeries and We're blessed.
We thank all those surgeons as well, because we're really happy to still have you joining us on that stage. Please do me a favor. Tell Larry and Steve thank you them as well. And really big thank you to for joining us, Rudy. I really do appreciate the time.
You got it, James. Thank you, guys. And Eric and Miss
Kistner.
Who else is in there?
Yeah, Sally. Yeah.
Miss Sally. Thank you all for listening and laughing. I'm sure y'all were just laughing your heads off.
More than you realize. Thank you, Rudy. Have a great morning, and I hope the tournament goes well, too, today.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
God bless.
Take care. That was amazing, you guys. That was awesome. A big thank you to Rudy Gatlin for joining us. We're going to, Sally and Eric and I are going to talk in a second, but I do want to play a little bit of the Gatlin Brothers for you right now.
She's a broken lady, waiting to be mended, like a potter would mend a broken vase.
There are few harmonies you're going to hear that sound like that, that sound that tight, that unique, that charismatic and chemistry, the way that these guys do. And I think that, you know, you hear, oh, they've been playing together for 67 years. You might expect that. I don't think that comes naturally. I think that that's still something that you have to work at even after all these years. And it is noteworthy to have and to have in our town, Sally, Eric. This is so cool. We've got the Gatlin Brothers coming to town. How great is this?
It's awesome.
Sally, were you a fan growing up at the Gatlin Brothers?
No. In fact, I'm not really a big country fan. I'm the first to admit that. But when they were here the first time, I bought every one of their CDs, and I still play them regularly. I appreciate great talent. And their harmonies, like you said, it's just amazing.
I appreciate that, Sally. I'm in the same boat. I don't come from a country background, but I do come from my father listening to a lot of classic rock. And honestly, when I first started listening to the Gatlin Brothers, I first thought of the Allman Brothers. Like, that was the first thing to pop in my head. I think the Allman Brothers have some of the most underrated harmonies ever in music. And then I listen to these guys, and I'm like, there's a similar vibe here and everything. I can get into this. I can check this out. And sure enough, I went through a rabbit hole listening to their music, and there was a lot of their stuff that I got into. So I appreciate that. And I also think it gives us an opportunity to have people open their minds a little bit, too, with music.
Right.
I wish
Absolutely.
I had sooner. You know, I wish I had given these guys a chance sooner and everything, because I didn't grow up with it. But I'm really thankful to. And I don't think you even have to, whether you've never heard a Gatlin Brothers song or you really know who they are, to understand the legends that these guys are. Like, there's certain acts, there's certain bands that are so big that you understand, okay, even if I don't get it, there's a lot of people that do, and respect that. And then there's also the kind of like, well, everybody else is getting into this. I might want to check this out. I might want to give this a try. And we encourage you to, and what a better time to. You don't even have to travel 3-4 hours to get to these guys. They're right here in town.
And when you attend a show, I feel like you really get to know the people. You feel like you get to know them. They share about themselves. They really impact you. So it's like the live experience is huge.
With an act like this, Eric, as I usually ask you about stage setup and those kind of things, is this one of those hands-off ones for you, or is this one of those more ones where you're a little more on call?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be one on call. We have technicians that we're going to be hiring in to help out with monitors and also front of house. So those are the technicians who are the front of house engineers mixing for the audience, and the monitor engineer is the one who's, you know, helping out the musicians hear what they can hear on stage. But I was telling Sally just before the show, I was running through the memories of the last time they were here a few years ago and the technicians that were working and some of the things that were happening at the time, and just kind of, you know, replaying those memories in my head of kind of what a good time they were backstage. You know, some artists you get in, they're a little bit pretentious, but these guys were, you know, talking to the kids and talking to everybody backstage and just creating small talk all over. So it was just a really great time and a good vibe backstage. that sometimes you don't always get. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, what is, you know, to come in a couple weeks here. And certainly with the outreach that they're offering, it was really well received last time. It's a songwriting workshop, which I'm sure that we'll touch on a little bit more. But they're doing it again. And so hopefully, you know, we had some English classes come in because they were doing some writing, some creative writing. They're going to try to maybe weave in a little bit of songwriting as well with help of this workshop. And I just remember that the kids that attended, you know, maybe there was like 15 or 20 of them, but they really came away feeling inspired and feeling great about, you know, having participated.
Can't imagine. You know, again, most of these kids are so young. I don't know how well they know the Gatlin brothers, but even they are impacted by, well, I'm speaking to Grammy winners. I'm speaking to, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's such a cool experience. And as always, appreciate the behind the curtain look that you give us, Eric. Thank you for that. Sally, let's talk a little bit about that workshop, if you don't mind.
You bet. It's at 1 o'clock the afternoon before the show, so November 2nd, 1 o'clock. We're holding it in the Performing Arts Center. If anybody is interested, they should contact me at 715-424-2787, just so we have an idea of how many will be attending. Last time when Larry Gatlin did this, as Eric said, he was just amazing. He relates so well to the kids, and he draws them out. You could see them kind of like blossoming because he gave them a chance at the last one to like create and come up with something and then share it. And he suggested how to improve upon it or, you know, what route to take. Just amazing.
Yeah.